Liberty around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana, the great state of Indiana. We'll be here for some time yet, and then finally, about the middle of January, we'll be heading back to the great state of Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho, to be exact, and we're looking forward to getting back to our headquarters up there of our two police and military associations. But it's so good to be back with you tonight. Hope you had a great weekend, folks. A lot of things going on in the country and around the world we want to share with you. I guess we're finding that the Army is very, very much in a troubled situation, folks, because they're not able to reach their recruiting goals. This isn't good. It isn't good. I mean, it's good that they can't reach their recruiting goals for the reasons they're not reaching their recruiting goals, and that is that more people are waking up and convincing their children that this war is not about America at all. It's not to save America or protect America. It's all for other reasons. And so finally, the Army is getting frantic. I just told my wife yesterday that we had this information come into our headquarters, which I picked off our email, that the Army wants the vets back. They're taking the vets back in, and this is unusual because I'm a military veteran, and my wife, of course, spent 22 years in the military and is now retired out of the Army. And she was shocked to hear this because this is not the way things have been done. But the Army is frantic, and the Associated Press put this out a few days ago. And it says here, for former soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who might be toying with the idea of getting back in uniform, that is the crazy ones out there, folks. That's my opinion and my wife's opinion. The Army has a new offer for them. Join us and regain your old rank without any demotion whatsoever and without repeating basic training. My goodness gracious, what a super deal this is. We'll be right back after this important break with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and the Army today and the changes that are coming about to see if they can bring in more recruits. We'll be right back.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. It's that old cop Jack McLam back with you tonight. And we're talking about the how goes the war, basically, and the war goes bad. The war is really bad, and it's continuing to cause death and destruction across Iraq. And anyway, the Army's having trouble recruiting, which we've known for several years now. But more all the time, as more Americans are beginning to wake up to the fact that we're not there for America at all. We're there for these international crime lords that run our countries today, control the state houses, all the governorships, and the White House, the Senate, and the Congress, through their power organizations to put pressure on the Congress and the Senate they control. So the Army's having trouble. And they've now given a super offer. Any soldiers, well, let me just share this with you here, and then we'll talk about it a minute. It says, it's the latest twist in the Army's pitch for recruits at a time when the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are making increasingly difficult to enlist, making it increasingly difficult to enlist young people and meet the Army's needs for 80,000 new soldiers a year. It's common sense, says Lieutenant Colonel Byron Hilferty, an Army spokesman. He says, for the cost of mailing a brochure to targeted former service members, the Army can open the door that has been jammed shut before. The Army previously had welcomed back former service members, but only under the conditions that made it unattractive, namely that they would lose their prior rank. They would be reduced in rank. My wife told me that. She was a first sergeant, and if she went back in, she'd be lowered in rank, and she'd also have to go through basic training, and that's exactly what it says here. And they were required to take basic training once again. Starting this month, the Army sent out 78,000 people who left the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marine Corps less than 5 years ago, including 7,000 officers, as first reported Monday by the Private Army Times newspaper. We do get the private or the Army Times newspaper and a lot of other police and military publications. And the Army Times puts out a lot of information. I wish every American could get copies of the Army Times because they tell the truth in there more often than you do our local newspapers, that's for sure. But it says here they can re-enter now at their former rank if they have not been out of service for more than 4 years, and they are eligible for a signing bonus of up to $19,000, depending on their skill specialty, Colonel Hilferty said. There is no higher calling than service in our armed services, and this is your opportunity to answer the call of duty again, the recruiting brochure says. Make part of your past part of your future. Serve the New World Order. No, I added that myself, folks. That wasn't in the brochure. The Army hopes that 1,000 to 2,000 of the 78,000 they mailed out the brochure to accept the offer, Hilferty said. It's a relatively small number, considering the Army is aiming to enlist 80,000 this year after falling nearly 7,000 short last year. But any boost is welcomed by Army officials who acknowledge that in 2006 is likely to be a very difficult recruiting year. Well, folks, if we have anything to say about it, we hope it is. Because we should not, as you know, we should not be making billions and billions of dollars for these international crime lords that control our government off the blood of my son, who's going back to Iraq next month, by the way. He just informed me he's heading back to Iraq. He's been there one time, leaving his wife and my three grandkids without him. And so that's the blood that is making the billions and billions of dollars for these international crime lords. Former soldiers who come back to the Army after less than 5 years out of uniform can skip basic training and return to their former rank. The spokesman said, those who come after previously serving in the Air Force, Navy, or Marine Corps will also retain rank, but must take the 4-week warrior transition course at Fort Knox, Kentucky, which was established under another Army program to convert soldiers and sailors and Marines into bullet stoppers. Yes. Actually, it says soldiers there, folks. Same thing. All right. So, anyway, folks, if you have been out of the military less than 4 years, they have a super deal. What a deal they have for you, okay? My wife is concerned because she knows that we're going into Syria next with our soldiers, American soldiers, and we're going into Iran next. She knows this, and many soldiers do know this. We're not coming home. And her specialty, her MOS, is highly regarded and needed. She was a first sergeant that handled the Apache and Cobra bases, the attack helicopter bases. She handled those bases and had about 50-some people under her. And they need these people when they go in and attack these other nations. Nations, by the way, that have not attacked America, folks. So she's concerned about them calling her up again. Well, she's got the Gulf War syndrome very badly. As a matter of fact, it's getting worse. Her bones and muscles are giving her a lot of trouble. Her memory is giving her a lot of trouble, and which is what has happened to a lot of the Gulf War Syndrome soldiers that didn't die. That is, over about 15,000 today have died from the first Gulf War, and she's still alive, praise the Lord, but had a lot of trouble with the Gulf War poisoning that she underwent by the government with the anthrax vaccination, with the squalene in it, very, very, very bad additive they put in the anthrax vaccine that's killed a lot of the soldiers, and then the experimental drugs, other experimental drugs, and of course the DU poisoning right now. And so I pray and hope, folks, and I never thought I'd ever say this. I've always been pro U.S. military all my life, and my wife has, of course, spending 22 years in there until recently. And Colonel Bo Greitz told me the same thing when we had personally spoke, that no longer can we encourage our children and grandchildren to join the military as long as all we're doing is going to serve the desires and the plans and programs of this Antichrist world order cabal that has control of our governments today. We can't do it any longer. So our goal here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order is to encourage as many soldiers as possible to get out, to say no to destroying nations, doing these regime changes and setting up these puppet governments that the international crime cartels handle and control, like we've done in Afghanistan and now we're doing in Iraq. And it's sad. It's truly, truly sad that we cannot any longer encourage our young people to join the military, because we know today, of course, they're not going to be serving any American interest whatsoever. Let's go to Charlie Reese for a minute here. Charlie Reese put out another. This guy's incredible. He's another one of these people, folks, that I mentioned the other day who has turned. He has turned to where he's now taking the gloves off and actually getting down and getting dirty with these international crime families that control our government. And we love it. We love it. As more of these people, like the doctor that I read, Paul Rogers, that I read the other day to you, and Ron Paul, they now realize that very shortly their own children and grandchildren are going to be enslaved in this Antichrist world government system if they don't do something now. And Charlie Reese is a military man. He's a veteran, and he's doing wonderful work with his syndicated column in various newspapers around the country. Here's his latest. He says, I don't share the president's high opinion of Louis Libby, now under indictment for obstruction of justice, making false statements and committing perjury. He was, after all, the lawyer who for years represented Mark Rich, the fugitive billionaire who renounced his own country, America. It was Libby who arranged the last-minute presidential pardon for Rich, issued by Bill Clinton. A pardon that stank to high heaven. Rich alone, with a number of Russian oligarchs of the Russian government would like to get their hands on, is now an Israeli citizen. Libby was also part of the trio of neoconservatives who pushed the phony intelligence in order to get the U.S. to go to war in Iraq. Another member of that trio, John Hammond, has now replaced Libby as Vice President Dick Cheney's National Security Advisor. As described by Juan Cole in an excellent article in Salon.com, it says, and I quote, most of the members of Cheney's inner circle were neoconservative ideologues who combined hawkish American triumphalism with the obsession with Israel, with an obsession with Israel. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We'll take a little break for some important messages and be right back with the rest of Charlie Reese's very, very good article about foreign influence. Be right back.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack Michelam program. We're going over Charlie Reese's wonderful article on foreign influence, and he's just doing an outstanding job today. Our police and military association didn't used to agree with him too much. He has been, for 30 years anyway, a part of the mainstream media. So, as I say, folks, as more and more Americans are waking up and realizing that we're down to just a short time, if we don't stand up and speak out now, we're going to be under martial law. They're going to eliminate the Constitution, and you're going to be a servant of these internationalists for as long as it takes the Lord to return. And so some of these people, like Charlie Reese, are realizing the seriousness of what's happening now, and they're really taking the gloves off. And I think it's wonderful. And it's because of more and more Americans awakening and bringing pressure to bear that we've never brought before. And so he goes on to say here that basically what he's saying here is there's a group of neocons. And as you know, if you've read The High Priest of War, the neocons are Israeli firsters. They love Israel. They're mostly all Zionists, and they're the atheist Zionists. Not Jews, but most of them are the Ashkenazi Gentiles that call themselves Jews, as the Bible says. Those would be Jews that would call themselves Jews that were not. And they run Israel. And this is the international criminal cabal that run Israel today, just like we have an international criminal cabal that runs America and Britain and other nations. So that's who he's talking about here when he says that Cheney's inner circle was just full of neoconservative ideologues who combined their hawkish American war words for war with an obsession with Israel. Libby was an early protege of another Zionist international crime lord named Paul Wolfowitz, now president of the World Bank, but who has been called the architect of the war against Iraq. Libby and Wolfowitz co-authored a paper in the first Bush's administration advocating removing Saddam Hussein, and Libby was later a founding member of the Project of the New American Century, an outfit of neocons advocating that America forcibly police the world and take over the Middle East. Hannah comes from the belligerently pro-Israel think tank Washington Institute for Near East Policies. It was founded with the help of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, a powerful pro-Israel lobby that seems to dominate Congress today. It was to Hannah, and he's talking about, who is this Hannah now? Let's see, John Hannah, another member of this trio of neoconservatives that pushed us to go into war in Iraq for Israel's benefit and for making billions and billions of dollars for these international crime families, folks. Let's see, it says here, it was to Hannah that Ahmad Shalabi funneled a lot of phony intelligence on Saddam's non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Another Cheney advisor, by the way, Cheney is one of these neocons, folks, but he says here, advisor is David Wersmer, another alumnus of WINEP, that's the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, a pro-Israel think tank. He co-authored with Richard Perle, another neocon Zionist, Douglas Feet, another neocon Zionist, and others, a policy paper for then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a real Yehu, that called not only for going to war with Iraq, but also for scrapping the Oslo Peace Accord. It was a very stupid paper, says Charlie Reese. He says Werner's wife is Myrav Wernzer, who was listed as co-author of the paper. She and an Israeli colonel formed the MEMRI translation service, which cherry-picks Arabic newspapers for their most outrageous articles and translates them in a continuing program to depict the Arab world as in the worst possible light. I heard a man on CNN tonight, the Communist News Network, folks, talking just like that. He was a Zionist, and they had him on there talking about how evil the Arab world is and how we have to shut down the Arab world. Well, folks, I know Arabs. I know Arabs that are in our military and law enforcement in America here, good Americans. They love God. They love freedom. And so you can't do these blanket statements like the Zionists are doing. They want to destroy all the Arabs. And if you read their holy book, the Talmud, they call them animals, that they're not even human in the Talmud. And so, and I've read a lot of the Talmud, and so I know what I'm speaking about, but it's also, you can read it yourself if you go in the search engine, in the computer, and pull up the Jewish Talmud, a book that came out of the Babylonian captivity, okay? Okay, so let's see, we're at the bottom of the hour, and we're almost finished here with our buddy Charlie Reese's article. I want to finish it because it's powerful all the way through it, folks. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and we're winding down here on Charlie Reese's excellent article here, and very accurate, by the way. He says here he says David Wersner was chosen by fellow neoconservative feet to be part of the Office of Special Plans in the Pentagon. OSP was set up to go around conventional intelligence agencies. That means hide their intelligence from these intelligence agencies, go around it, in other words, covertly, to better push the propaganda for war in the Middle East. It was most likely through this outfit that the forged business of the nuclear weapons program ended up in the president's now infamous State of the Union speech in 2003. As some of you might have concluded, many, though not all, of these neocons are Jewish. By the way, folks, I disagree with that. If he would check, he'd find out that these are Zionists and they are atheists. And they're for the New World Order, but they are not Jewish. They're Ashkenazi Jews who are truly Gentiles, because the only reason they could be called Jewish is because of their belief in the Jewish faith, which they do not. And they revert back to Gentiles once they give up the faith, because the only reason they could be called Jewish is because they accepted the Jewish faith back in the 7th century. But anyway, Charlie calls them Jewish. Mentioning that, of course, gets you called an anti-Semite, he says. That's true. But what is relevant here is not that they are Jews, but they are people who are unusually ardent supporters of Israel. Clearly, their passionate support for Israel influenced their policies, positions vis-a-vis Iraq, Syria, and Iran. See, he knows, too, we're going to Syria, we're going to attack Syria, we're going to attack Iran. According to Cole's article, which is excellent, as is his blog, Chalabi won over the neocons by promising them if he came into power in Iraq, he would recognize Israel. George Washington could have been talking about these pro-Israel neocons when he said this in his farewell address about attachment to foreign countries. George Washington says, such attachments are particularly alarming to the truly enlightened and independent patriot. How many opportunities do they afford to tamper with domestic factions, to practice the arts of seduction, to mislead public opinion, to influence and awe the public councils? He called foreign influence the bane of our republic, and it certainly is, says Charlie Reese. My goodness gracious. Accolades to Charlie Reese. Very good, very direct. And once again, folks, praise God, people are beginning to take the gloves off and tell the truth in this nation. Once again, I want to say we have fantastic, I've worked with them for years and years, still do to today, true Jewish soldiers and police officers, true Americans that love God and love this republic and will die for it. But many of these people, Jewish people, are beginning to understand that they're not fighting for America. They're fighting for these international crime lords that also control Israel. And the Israeli people do not even know the things that you and I are talking about tonight, just as the American people don't know of the international crime lords that control the U.S. White House and the Congress and the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the state houses across America. So we can't say there's those dirty Jews again, you know, and we tend to want to say that, yep, there's those dirty Jews again destroying America. Well, folks, as we've said 100 times on this show, if you check, these are not Jews. They're Zionists, they're Marxist, Leninist, Trotskyites in that vein of communism, and they're all dedicated to this Antichrist world government system, and most of them are not even Jewish at all, even though they say they are. Okay, well, thank you, Charlie Reese. Yes, let's do one more thing, and then I hope we can go to the phones here. Once again, folks, we're so blessed to have good news coming to you, just like Charlie Reese's article here that's syndicated, that comes out in a lot of newspapers. And so he's doing a great job for my 3 children and my 9 grandchildren, and I take my hat off to the man, former soldier during the Korean War. Let's go here now and say, why my son refused to stand. We've talked on this program probably 20 times anyway about the takeover of the southwest part of the United States by the revolutionary Marxist Mexican and Latinos from Central and South America, Mexicans, South and Central Americans. And they're doing that. They're taking over the southwest part of the United States, and the American public have no idea what the plan is to take the southwest part of the United States, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Utah, part of Utah, part of Colorado, and Nevada, back under the Mexican flag. And they're getting away from it, or getting away with it, and most of the Americans don't even realize it's happening. And by the way, you've been funding that takeover with your tax dollars for the last 40-some years without your knowing it. Now here, this man, this son, this father, who has a son, is defending his son. Here's what he has to say in America. Why my son refused to stand. I'm the father of a young man who did not stand for the singing here in America of the Mexican national anthem during a cultural awareness program at Larkin High School. I have been constantly asked to explain the details of the event, and it is in response to those individuals that I offer the following facts. Some of the students in my son's school, my son included, were compelled to attend this assembly. The Mexican national anthem was printed on flyers and handed out to the attending students. The Mexican flag was marched in and placed on the podium all by itself. The attendees were then asked to stand and sing the Mexican national anthem. My son was not alone in refusing to stand. Statements given to me by other youths and parents put the number of refusals at about 20. Larkin's staff members immediately confronted the seated youths that didn't stand. Some of the students were threatened with in-school suspension. Most of the seated students were intimidated into standing. My son explained to an angry teacher who confronted him that he did not see the U.S. flag on the podium and he did not believe they were going to sing our national anthem. The teacher stated, "They have to stand for our national anthem, so you have to stand for theirs." My son, brilliantly, by the way, folks, my son stated in response, "Yeah, but they're in our country." The teacher called my son a punk and sent him to the office. The administrator in the office supported the teacher's demand and told my son that he could have made a more intelligent decision. My son was not formally disciplined. The teacher who confronted my son defended her actions to her students during class the following week. I called Larkin principal Richard Webb to express my disappointment and concern. I described the manner in which my son had been treated. I was told that my son should have stood and that the school stood by its right to have this assembly in its chosen form. I then exercised my right as a citizen and addressed the school board. The press was present at the school board meeting, and media awareness snowballed from that point forward. Some of my statements to the board included, "I am disappointed that those responsible for creating an assembly intended to educate and sensitize Americans also felt free to act insensitively with regard to our own culture." It is, It is permissible, to present another country's anthem alongside ours and receive standing respect. It is not responsible to expect and demand that Americans stand and display respect for another flag in another country in absence to the American anthem or the American flag. I also asked the board to consider two positive actions. First, encourage Larkin High School administrators to not underscore one culture to the exclusion of others. This ill-conceived mandatory assembly did nothing but widen the current schism. Second, I would ask the board to lay down some principles for further future assemblies. While it is good educational practice to teach about other cultures, it is not an accepted practice to require mandatory response to the patriotic elements of those cultures. I was appalled at Webb's printed statement, apologizing only for the unfortunate spotlight placed on the school, and that doesn't acknowledge that the process that brought the spotlight was bad. Lack of proper oversight created an assembly that offended a large number of people, Americans. Teachers behaving badly guaranteed parental follow-through. Administrative silence and denial was perpetuated their ignorant image, trivializing the incident and belittling those who are concerned has only confirmed Webb's lack of grounding with the community. Since December 8, 2004, educational institutions receiving federal funding are required to hold an educational program pertaining to the United States Constitution on September 17th of each year. This year, September 17th fell on a Saturday. Our high school apparently chose on September 16th not to hold an assembly on the Constitution of the United States, but to educate our youth on the patriotic elements of another country. Well, folks, what do you think about that? I'd like to hear from callers tonight. If you'd like to call in, we've got a few minutes left. What do you think? Would you have told your son to stand? Did this son do the right thing? Is a father making too much out of this here in the USA? Let's go to our phones right now. Did you say it was John, Paul? John in Florida. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
Glad I got through. I've got so much I'd like to comment on. You can go back, the beginning of the program such. But with the most recent news article you read here about the students having to stand for the Mexican anthem, I've got to tell you, the first communist revolution in this world occurred in Mexico about a decade before it occurred in the Russian,
yes, sir.
Empire, okay? And I think we ought to just bomb Mexico, I think. These people, these school teachers and, administrators are absolutely out of their gourd.
It's an agenda, though, my friend.
Hang them.
John, it's an agenda that they're pushing.
I know that, Jack.
Yeah,
I understand.
That's right.
I'm 60 years old, okay? And I got a question to, ask you about your wife.
Okay.
And her military service. And I just want to comment also on the fact that you talked at the beginning of the program about the, re-up policy. And
right.
I'm sure, they're probably also offering a re-up bonus, even though it's not mentioned there, for these people, the retreads with 5 years.
Yeah, it's $19,000, John. $19,000 is the re-up bonus.
Jesus, I got four MOSs and was a staff sergeant when I left the military.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I wouldn't care what they were giving me. I wouldn't go back in today's military for nothing. And I'm too old anyway, Anyway, concerning your wife, I'm sorry to hear her condition. I've been kind of following it since it came out quite a while ago. But I wondered, you said she's got 22 years, in uniform.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that all on an active status or is that with reserve?
Well, it's sad, John, but they're not told this when they ship over to the National Guard, active National Guard.
Yeah.
So she put in her last 7 years as active National Guard, and they're not told this, but then they got to wait till 60 or 65 to get a retirement.
Well, you know why?
And so she's not retired from the Army.
Yeah.
She's retired from the military, both the National Guard and the Army, but she doesn't get a retirement.
What I wondered was why she is using the VA system, because I've always understood anybody that had retired out of the, military could go to, like, an Army hospital.
Uh-huh.
Or if you were Air Force. Like here where I am in the panhandle of Florida, there's a Navy hospital, and all of these, Navy people and Marines use it instead of the VA system.
Well, she uses the VA system too, John, but there's a problem with the VA. They wanted her to come and lock herself up in Indianapolis, Indiana, for basically 6 months in their hospital up there. And she doesn't trust the military anymore. She's been very outspoken and a leader in the Gulf War syndrome exposure, and they hate her.
Uh-huh.
She was one of the first to get newspaper coverage in Tucson, Arizona, a big newspaper down there, about Gulf War syndrome being a poisoning by the U.S. government with the anthrax vaccine and so forth. And she's been campaigning with her other brothers and sisters who have Gulf War syndrome since 1991. And so she didn't want to put herself into the hands of the U.S. military and the U.S. government for 6 months inside their hospital. She doesn't trust them.
Uh-huh.
And I believe she has a right not to trust them.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so with what you explained, I guess you'd have had to have had 20 years in anyway to use them.
Right.
You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so she's got that in. And
other than that, it's the VA.
They welcomed her to come up and live at the VA hospital there in Indianapolis, but she's brighter than that, praise God. who knows what would have happened to her if they got their hands on her. You
yeah,
know?
But you're saying yeah. she's had 22 years total, but that's 15 uh-huh. on active service, then she went to the National Guard Bureau.
Well, she was active duty that whole time on the National Guard, too.
Oh, like
yeah.
AGR.
Right,
active
yeah,
Guard
National Guard,
uh-huh.
active
yeah.
duty.
Uh-huh, yeah. uh-huh, yeah.
So she's got 22 years active duty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But as I said, I mean, I've, you know, met many people who go to the specific branch of the service hospital, like, you know, up at Fort Hamilton uh-huh. in New York at Long Island. There's a big Army hospital right adjacent yeah. to it, as well as at Bragg. There's a
yes.
big Army hospital down at Bragg. You know?
That's very true, John. Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Hope you'll call back again, John. Take care now. And thank you, John, for your service, by the way. Always like to tell our fellow soldiers that. Okay, we'll come back, and we have, I think, Rita in Texas is on the line. We'll be right back and talk to Rita, I believe. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we're coming back hot here real quick. We've got two people on the line. Rita in Texas, welcome back to the program, my dear.
Hello, Officer Glam.
Good to have you on, my
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, you know, Officer McGlam, I was starting to lose some hope about the situation in the United States, and I want to share with you, I'm always constantly talking to anybody who's going to listen to me.
Yeah.
And I got some hope in talking to a Christian man in the United States military, Army, active duty. And when you were talking about what's going over there, this is what I was told, and it conforms with everything that I've been studying. There is a real plot to take over this country militarily by the Jews. May I respectfully disagree with your conclusions? If you would be kind enough to, there's a difference in viewpoint, and only history and facts and events will prove who is correct and who is incorrect.
Yeah, go right ahead.
But the term was actually used. The Jews already control the United States. What I suspect is going on, and he also said that Iraq is designed to pull our troops out of the United States. That the purpose is to kill them off. Now, when you were talking about the officers that are being recalled over there in Iraq, what I remembered is that the communists, which are the Jews that control Russia, they murdered thousands of the finest of the officers of the Polish army in the Katrine Forest massacre. So what, and the hope that I have is because he also said that when Bush, this was Elder Bush, when Bush was running for president, there was an alert in Houston because of a possible plot to assassinate Elder Bush.
Uh-huh.
But he said that every military soldier had to sign a statement that they would be willing to shoot on an American citizen.
Yes, I remember that survey.
And, no, this is what they do. This is what they have to sign, the military soldiers.
Well, I haven't heard of that one, my dear.
This is what I'm getting from this guy. And I looked at him, and I said to him, I said, you know, I can see what's coming down. And I said, you know, when it comes down, I said that, you know, the son I'm going to be on is not going to be wearing a uniform. Well, and this guy is a Christian. This is a Christian military person.
Yes. Well, remember, though, Rita, he can be in error. And I think if our soldiers were being told to sign a statement that they would fire on the American people, we would know about it at our two police and military associations here. I just can't imagine that we wouldn't have heard about that.
Okay. I'm going to just convey to you the story.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, he explained that, and he's in a commanding position. He said that, because I said to him, why didn't you get out of uniform?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he explained you've got to have some good people in the military.
Yes,
and
you do.
And he said that, when the command comes down, and he said between two to three years, but by 2015, there's going to be, it's whatever's coming, that's coming, to, you know, the occupation, it's going to be by that time. And he also said that if he gets, he's already told his men that if he gives them a command to shoot anybody, it's going to be somebody that needs to be shot. And he said that if there's somebody higher up that commands him to shoot anybody that doesn't need to be shot, he's going to shoot that guy.
Well, that's very interesting.
You know,
well, Rita, we're totally out of time, my dear.
God bless you.
Okay, Lord bless you too. Drew, brother, I really wanted to talk to you. You're on the line there. I hope that you'll call back tomorrow night because we'll continue this. Rita brought up some good points, folks. Okay, that's it for tonight. Lord bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.